Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. You're halfway to the weekend. I don't like it. I love it. There's that right there.
That lady is awesome.
Heck yeah. She was on Tipsy Talk. We interviewed her drunk this weekend. She's awesome.
Mommy got tipsy, baby.
She is, man. She's famous.
This is a good hump day attitude. Woo, woo! You're just tricking yourself.
Absolutely, baby. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening, people?
Chelsea will be in and out today. She's covering the AMA, American Music Award nominations this morning. Super proud of her for doing that. We got producer Brad in her seat. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
I will say this. I miss Chelsea just on the visual. Alone.
Brad's got like a look between tired and crazy.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. You look at his eyes and you're like, are you sleepy or have you just come off the rails?
Mission accomplished.
That's the look you're going for. Nice. Good morning, Alex D.
What up?
Social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Tamara, good morning. Hit us up on the phones at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What up, y'all?
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix at 7:15. We also have J Balvin concert tickets right around that time, so get ready to win. Thank you for hanging out with us, guys. Got an interesting day ahead of me. And those of you that do the long commute into L.A., I think will comprehend with me now that I moved, right? So whether you're driving from the O.C. to L.A., I.E. to L.A., or even up north from L.A., there are times where you go into work, and then later in the evening, you got something to do in L.A., so you're hitting up all your friends in L.A. to be like, yo, what are you doing for the rest of the day? You want to hang out?
Want to go stroll through the Grove, maybe?
Because you don't want to drive all the way home and then come back for that situation you got later on that night, you know?
Mommy, so you want to sit by the fountain and drink some champagne right in front of Nordstrom? You want to do that?
So that's me this morning, man. We got a dinner tonight, like around 7 p.m. for the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, and it's a reception, and I'm just like, anybody want to hang out for the rest of the day? Because I'm not driving home and coming back. And so we're just trying to chill, man. So if you guys are down to hang out, go work out. That was funny. Go to the rooftop, grab some drinks, some grub. I'm down.
That's why you wanted to go hang out on that hotel rooftop after the show today. I thought it was because I came in here, like I went up to my brother's first chemo appointment yesterday at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. Shout out to the oncology department. We turned that place into a chemo party, man. It was crazy. We had like four people in the room playing music and stuff. And one time a doctor came and she's like, I heard you guys down the hallway. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, it's great, man. You guys awesome, have really bro. Positive attitude.
It's all about attitude. Big shout out to your brother, Pat, that's going through chemo right now, man. And it's so awesome what he's doing, creating so much awareness. Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow him on social media, please, man. He's doing some great posts, doing a documentary about his journey. It's absolutely amazing.
At Pat Moon, it's colon cancer. And I will tell you this, man. I don't know how much sleep I actually got last night because my brother he had the chemo at the hospital for 2 hours. Anyway, they put two different drugs in him, two different chemotherapy drugs. And then they gave him one that goes, he has a chest port, which is crazy. They hook it right into your heart.
Yeah.
And you have that, he's had that, he's going to have that for 6 months. Then they give him like this to-go pump that he has to wear for 48 hours, right? Which at first was kind of, that's kind of cool. You got this slow drip drug that's got to go through your whole system over 2 days. But then trying to watch this poor guy sleep last night, and then everyone, my mom was just blowing me up about, I was sleeping I was sleeping on the other end of the couch, just kind of like nodding off because we didn't know how his body was going to react to the drugs. And it's still like he hasn't had some of the side effects yet. But like every couple, minutes, you'd hear this zzz, and the little pump, one of those bathroom sprayers when you walk into a bathroom. You just hear it like pumping drugs through.
Automatically.
And just, watching this poor guy try to sleep last night, like when I was leaving this morning, he was sleeping, and then I sat down, put my shoes on, and he goes like, this is the worst. And he's just like sitting up, kind of sleeping on the couch. So that's 2 days. He's going to be doing that 2 days every 2 weeks for the next 6 months.
Let's hang out with Pav today, too. Absolutely. Let's
go. Yeah, get up there. Let's party on the rooftop.
Heck yeah. Let's bring them out, man. Let's bring them out, Dom. But definitely thoughts and prayers for Pat and anybody else that's battling through cancer right now.
It's quite an experience, thoughts man, and prayers for everybody.
For you, for sure, man. But please, follow him on social media. Can you drop his social media again?
At Pat Moot. Yeah, he's documenting the entire thing. Yesterday, he live streamed the entire first chemo treatment, and he's going to keep doing that. Just so people can see, you know, as he goes, like over time, how the drugs affect him, his observations. There's nothing like hearing someone who's a brand new to the process asking questions of the doctors and kind of overcoming his own nerves and things. So I'm really proud of him for doing that because, man, that's to decide you're going to put yourself out there to the world going through something that scary is both motivating but also just inspiring.
Yeah, I texted him. I was texting with him yesterday with your bro, Pat, and I was just like, man, I just admire you so much, your courage, your attitude going into this whole situation, and the fact that you're making it so public to be able to educate people out there, to let people know that are getting the news as well, unfortunately. You know, cancer does not discriminate. And to for people to get out there and be like, yo, man, I can go through this journey with somebody else on social media, especially because we're so connected that way.
And so many people watching it may not know that they may be in that chair at some point in time.
Member,
like, and then this kind of takes away some of that
stigma.
Yeah, that the unknown kind of thing. So yeah, follow him at Pat Moot.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Chelsea will be in and out today. She's covering the American Music Award nominations going down this morning. Super proud of her for doing that.
It's like a live streaming show, right? So she's the one basically telling everybody what the AMA nominees are?
Yeah, at least that's the way she sold it to us when she said, can I get the day off? If it's not, then we'll be like, what's up with that, Chelsea?
Yeah, and also, why can't we get in on that? Can you throw it to us for one nomination? We could be live from the studio, throw it right back to her.
Man, we're proud of her for real, though. That's big right there. All right, familia. So you would think that by now, and I'm not trying to make this political at all. It's just the facts, guys.
Well, it's just life, man. Yeah. Sometimes like things come up, news, politics, whatever. You can't just ignore it.
You would think that by now you wouldn't be shocked by the things that President Trump says. You know, that most of the stuff seems like it's out of like an SNL skit or something like that. But this one definitely took it yesterday because I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a huge hurricane. Hurricane Florence is aiming to deliver a disastrous blow to the Carolina coast. It's currently Category 4 hurricane coming in tomorrow into the weekend, right? So President Trump goes on national television to give some very important and crucial information to the people of the Carolinas about this hurricane. Listen to this.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
I mean, that's just like how you describe hurricanes.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
I've heard about that. That's a big problem with hurricanes is how wet they are. Windy and wet.
Tremendous amount of water. What else? I mean, really? Like, wow.
I mean, he really had a bad day yesterday in terms of PR. You know, it's September 11th. And I know that he was out at the crash site in Pennsylvania at Flight 93, I believe. And just sometimes when he tweets, I want someone to be like, yo, man, listen, you may have meant something different. This doesn't read well. Because it just said September 11th or happened 17 years ago. And it was like exclamation point with no further explanation. We have no idea what you're doing, where you're going. Then later on, the White House and Trump tweeted their live stream of the ceremony. Then there was his comments that Puerto Rico, the hurricanes of Puerto Rico were an unsung success while the Puerto Rican government just released like maybe 2 weeks ago that 3,000 people that they know of, roughly 3,000 people passed away in that hurricane. And they're not even sure because there's people that maybe will never come back to Puerto Rico who fled, family members who fled, who are on different islands or who don't have cell phones or in the U.S. So it's just one of those things yesterday where it's just exhausting. The news is exhausting.
Man. He's like, the federal government did an unappreciated great job with Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. It was a success. Almost 3,000 people died. How can you call that a success?
It's one of those things that it's just not the choice. It's the poor choice of wording. You know, it's that, you know, we learned, you know what? Puerto Rico was a tragedy.
Yeah.
And we learned some things. We learned about first responding. We learned about what we need to do because they learned a lot about power grids in Puerto Rico. They learned a lot about different evacuation routes, FEMA, getting supplies, things. So what you do say there is we learned a lot about Puerto Rico. Florence is coming towards the Carolinas.
Right.
We are prepared. And we are not going to make some of the same mistakes again. We are going to work harder to make sure that the damage and the lives lost are minimized.
But this is also what we learned, which is very important about hurricanes.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
There you go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 6:42 in the morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Don't you just love it when, like, a friend of yours rolls up to you and be like, oh, my gosh, did you see what I did this weekend? And you're like, what? No, I... Wait, you weren't checking my Instagram? What's going on with that? Like, nope. you know what I'm saying? Yesterday that happened, and I love her. She's super awesome. She's one of our sales managers here at work. And she's like, oh my gosh, it was so awesome. We did this new type of yoga this weekend. She's like, check out my picture. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm thinking maybe like hot yoga or all this other stuff. And then it popped up in my head, because she does well. Her husband does well. I'm like, yo, it's probably some crazy-ass yoga, because rich people be doing, like, crazy stuff.
You're dangling from the ceiling on, you know, like, it looks like a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas.
Yeah, looking like Pink performing at the AMAs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, legit, she's doing a yoga position where it's almost like a push-up position. I don't know what it's called. Downward dog? Sure.
Yeah, downward plank. Dog. Sounds good.
Plank? Thank you, Producer Brad. And then there's a freaking goat.
Yeah, man.
Chilling on top of her back.
You've never heard of goat yoga?
What? Hell no, right?
Dude, it is the biggest craze in Atlanta. I don't know.
That's where she went for the weekend.
Okay, so I told our sales manager, Jen, like I gave her a bunch of rooftop bars and stuff.
What up, Jen?
Yeah, what up? No, but goat yoga, it's out in East Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's like a bunch of little goats, man. And the goats just... For some reason, I thought it was crazy, too. Then you see the pictures, and it's the only yoga you'll ever want to do in your life. Because these tiny little goats will be just standing on your back. Like, they just climbed a mountain, like, hey, what's up? I'm just chilling. And people feel like they laugh at it. They feel happy. The goats make them laugh. But also, they feel, like, more in touch with nature.
That is so wild, yo. Legit, a goat just chilling on her back while she's planking. I'm like, yo, Jen, like, that wouldn't work with me because... I would want to eat the goat afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Oh,
I don't know about goat, man. Have you eaten goat before?
Yeah. Birria, bro. It's called birria.
I've never heard of
that. And it's a type of preparation that you do with goat. DJ Majestic is also nodding his head up and down for yes. It's a third world country thing, baby. Philippines, goat?
Yeah, in the Philippines, I've had goat in a dish called caldereta.
See? And in Mexico, it's called birria.
Dude, I'm so white. Goats were just pets.
Not for us.
We didn't eat any of the goats.
And apparently also just chilling on your back. So anyways.
Yeah, we use them for yoga, man. You can't eat the goats. The goats
are super good.
You can't eat your personal trainer.
Get a bunch of Latinos and Filipinos to do goat yoga. Oh. Let me tell you, it's going to be a buffet afterwards,
Don't
baby.
Invite us.
Wow. Let's bring the tortillas. Wow, let's go.
Learning things every day.
Don't invite me to goat yoga, just FYI. coming up next, since Chelsea's out today covering the MMA's nominations. Brian, you got our tease for what's coming up.
All right, coming up next, how are other rappers processing Mac Miller's overdose death and Nicki Minaj about to get some more beef coming her way?
I'm telling you, she should try goat meat. It's really good.
Thank God.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
That's right. Our girl Chelsea is covering the AMA nominations, and we're super proud of her for that. So she'll be in and out on the show today.
Yeah, not bitter at all that we don't get asked to do things like the AMA or, you know, the Billboard Awards or anything else that involves fun parts of show business. We just get to get up early in the morning and hang with you people.
It's not going to feel good whether I go up or down or sideways.
Jeez, Chelsea. All right. Honestly, I'd rather chill here, man.
Yeah, that's a good
this
point.
This is a lot more fun.
I just like to bitch about it.
Yeah.
I just want to eat the snacks, man. I know they have better snacks than we do here.
Oh, that's for
sure.
And
they're probably free.
Better coffee for sure.
All right, let's jump into it. So Nicki Minaj has kind of been on one lately. She's been beefing with everybody from Travis Scott over album sales to her ex-boyfriend Safari to now Cardi the other night at the New York Fashion Week where they basically got into an altercation. And Cardi threw a shoe because Cardi keeps it real.
Absolutely.
So if you don't even remember this story from last week, actor Jeffrey Owens, who was on The Cosby Show, went viral after some jerk posted his picture from Trader Joe's and was like, ha-ha, look at this, and Jeffrey Owens has a real job. And everyone came with this outpouring of support, like shaming people who are shaming folks for having a good, decent living, which was great.
He got job offers. It was dope.
That's right. He just booked a Tyler Perry show.
Right.
He's a very talented actor, so that's the thing where I'm like, sure, sounds good, Tyler Perry. Wait, I mean, that's great. Well, Nicki Minaj, she claims she's going to give him $25,000. She has yet to even reach out to Jeffrey Owens, or anyone from her team are yet to reach out to Jeffrey Owens specifically, which Jeffrey Owens is not the one like, hey, Nicki, where's the money?
Right.
But when you're making a big deal, trying to go viral on it, and you're Nicki Minaj, I'm going to put up 25 grand, and you don't, it's kind of a bad look.
Yeah, maybe it's on, you know, the check is on its way. It's in the mail. Is that what they say? Yeah, check
Wrong.
Is in the mail.
Check is in the mail.
Because that's how we transfer money nowadays. Mail checks.
Well, that's you are the only one I know who uses paper checks. Edgar is the only guy I've ever met in my life. He wants to see the paper paycheck every 2 weeks. He holds it to his face. He hugs it. I don't even know it's payday because I do direct deposit. I don't even know how much money I have in my life right now.
That's the only, though. That's the only one that I do with a paper paycheck. It's like the one from work. Otherwise, man, we transfer money with wire and auto pay and all that good stuff.
Venmo. That's the creepy thing about Venmo. Why does Venmo tell everybody what you're buying? Or what you're paying for.
It's like a social media app now.
It's weird. I go through and like everybody's transactions just to mess with them. Like,
by the
why
way,
did Brian like that?
A lot of people, especially dudes, getting caught cheating thanks to Venmo.
That's right.
Just FYI.
Hey, yeah, yo, if you're going to cheat on your girl, don't go halvesies on the date.
That she's not at.
It's a bad move. All right, so a tragedy last Friday. Mac Miller, rapper, 26, passed away from... Mm-hmm. Well, we're all suspecting this drug overdose. We're waiting on the toxicology reports. Later in the show, I want to talk about what Ariana Grande has done for his sobriety over the years, according to one of his friends. But what I want to talk about right now is the reaction that other rappers are having. And I'm not a Lil Xan fan, okay? But he just got a tattoo above his eye. I don't like his face tattoos, I should say. His music, I'm fine with. But right. The face tattoos, I think, a little bit crazy. But he came out and just said, yo, I do my tattoos for me. I don't care about you guys. I put one that says Memento Mori over the top of his eye, which translates to remember that you will die, which is kind of morbid, but also, I guess, for a rapper like Lil Xan, who's part of that scene, part of that world, maybe it's important to remind yourself, hey, buddy, right on your head, remember, you can die. You're not invincible.
Right.
I find that concept interesting.
Kind of like grounding him and being like, yo, I can't just live life to the fullest in the sense of like drugs and partying and this and that sort.
And Lil Bow Wow has also come out and said that he's kind of taken inventory on some of his addiction issues.
Man.
I do find this the most inspiring thing so far about this Mac Miller story. It's a terrible tragedy, and I have lost someone to heroin, my cousin Dylan. So I am very adamantly against drug use, drug abuse, overdoses.
Absolutely.
I want to do what I can to help that. I like the fact that a lot of these young rappers who are in that world that Mac Miller was in, you know, thrust in the spotlight at 19, 20, 21 years old, are now using his passing, his untimely passing, as a moment to say, like, hey, man, I'm going to check myself. I don't want to end up like that, you know? Because now I guess it's probably more real than just hearing about it.
Absolutely, man. One of theirs, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully it's a learning lesson, and his death is not in vain.
That's
and
right.
Good can come out of it.
So that's going to do it for this Chelsea List Chelsea Report. You can catch our podcast on the radio.com app. It's free. Download it. Favorite our station. Take us wherever you want.
I love it.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, though, we're going with your epic cheating stories. We're trying to eradicate cheating from SoCal. How? You call in or text in your cheating stories, expose those cheaters' tactics, and bam, we all learn from it.
It's like we're arming you with knowledge, you know what I'm saying? To catch a crook, it helps to be a crook. Isn't that like some awful TV show slogan? To catch a cheater? Well, don't be a cheater, but you know what I'm saying?
You know
like
what you
heard
saying?
Okay, you get it.
877-971-HITS, number to call or text. All right, Diana from Southgate, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Diana, thank you so much for calling in and exposing cheaters' tactics. What happened to you, and what red flags did you miss?
It was so funny. She was my friend for about 7 years. And unfortunately, you know, she was telling me all her sad Bobby stories. You know, I felt really bad and sad for her because her home got all infested with bed bugs.
She got a bunch of bed bugs, and then her house got infested with bed bugs. That's like one of the sad stories. It just makes
pretty
me laugh.
Sad. This was your girlfriend that's a girl and then became your girlfriend?
No, she was my friend for 7 years.
Got it.
And unfortunately, you know, I felt bad for her because of what happened. And at that time, I was pregnant with twins.
Wow. So your friend had a house infested with bedbugs. Did you, like, let her stay with you?
Yes, I let her stay with me for a couple of months.
Wow.
I didn't even charge her a dime. And then to top it off, you know, my husband's like, oh, well, you know, I'll help her out.
Financially,
you know, like,
yeah.
So I was kind of noticing, like, you know, her gestures and the way she was kind of giving me dirty looks. And I was like, wait, something's not okay here. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go to her house, blah, blah. And to turn out, they were both lying to me all this time. And to top it off, I've seen all the videos. Like Cardi B says, oh, you want to send nudes to my man? Yeah, they're going to end up being on the gram.
Wow.
Wait. So you busted your friend sending videos back and forth with your husband, and then you posted them?
Something like that.
Damn.
Don't want to get into those details, but yeah, I still have some more saves I can show her children because she's
Diana.
Like.
So you and your man have split. You guys are done.
We're going to get divorced. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you allowed one of your good friends, because you have such a great heart, to stay at your house. and she ended up sleeping with your husband.
Yep, and I found out like about 3 weeks after my twins were born. Mm.
Do you think that the bed bugs were actually your husband in her bed?
I don't know, because I don't have none of those in my house, so I think they were coming from somebody else, and she's a dirty person.
I love that you self-edited there. She's a dirty person.
Well, and usually, you know, because you'd be like, yo, you should be more mad at your husband for cheating on you, but Diana has every right to be pissed off at this woman, because it was her friend, and she allowed her into her house thinking, hey, I'm going to help her out financially and all the above. What red flags do you think you missed in this whole situation?
It wasn't that I missed. It's just, unfortunately, there's people out there that's, you know, with a malice heart that, you know, you try to help people, but like they say, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Preach.
You know, I'll just let karma take care of them.
You never know. You stay ready, so you ain't got to get ready.
Always.
Damn. Well, Diana, listen, I don't think it's a very good idea for you to post these videos or pictures, especially because she's got kids and you don't want to get them involved. But if you do, tag us on it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will, because it's like, you know, she didn't touch her heart for my kids. Mm. Why am I going to touch my heart for her?
No, Diana, that was a joke. No, don't do it.
Listen, I'm down. You can tag me.
Diana, I'm sorry you had to go through that. All you wanted to do was help out a friend, and she ended up smashing your husband. But thank you so much for calling and exposing that story to us. We wish you all the best. And I know you're going to do everything you can to be there for your kids, because you're just that kind of warrior. I can tell you have that kind of good heart.
Thanks. Have a good day, you guys.
Crazy ass stories, man.
I mean, I think the line of the
day, you know what I'm saying?
It might be an early frontrunner for dopest moment of the show today, is Edgar being super genuine, like, listen, I know you have a good heart, and all you want to do is bring one of your friends who was in need into your home, and she ended up smashing your husband.
Bro, it was very sincere. That sucks, man. That's not cool.
I know, it's just you went from so sincere to smashing. That's never happened.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to party with J Balvin at the Forum, going down September 22nd. It's a Saturday. All you gotta do is play. It's Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids trivia game. We have Megan from Norwalk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh yeah. All right, Megan, who's all with you?
Okay, I have Miles, I have Marcus, and I have Makai, and today's Makai's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
How old is Makai?
How old are you, Makai?
7.
All right. Makai, lucky number 7, my man. All right, Megan, be honest.
All right, Megan.
Are you going to take your kids to this concert, or are these for you?
Might be for me.
The kid's like, boo!
Megan, it's about time my kids do something for me. Yeah, win me some tickets.
Watch these kids let me win because they don't want her to go.
J Bob is going to be an epic concert right there. 4 tickets for you. All right, guys, this is the way it works. We got 3 questions for you. And Brian's going to step out of the studio right now, and we're going to ask him the same 3 questions, see who gets the most correct. All right, Brian? So Brian is stepping out. There they go. And you're going to have 30 seconds to answer. All right, you ready, Megan?
We're ready.
Your kids are ready? Yeah. All right, here we go. 30 seconds. 30 seconds on the clock. Let's go. In the movie Christopher Robin, what is the bear's name?
Winnie the Pooh.
Number 2. What is the mom in Incredible 2's superhero name?
Elastigirl.
What is it?
Elastigirl.
Number 3. In Toy Story, what are the 2 main characters?
Buzz and Woody.
All right, there it is. Mommy sounds excited. She's like, I'm going to party. Con J Balvin, mi gente, prepárate.
They sound confident, man.
All right, here we go. They actually do, bro. Okay, all right, 30 seconds on the clock. Brian's back in the studio. Same 3 questions. Here we go. Brian, in the movie Christopher Robin, what is the bear's name?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Bam!
Oh, it's a battle.
Firing.
Number 2, what is the mom in Incredible 2's superhero name? The mom's superhero name. She's a superhero? She's a mom? She's like Megan, bro.
Supermom. Supermom.
That was creative. In Toy Story, what are the 2 main characters' names?
Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
All right, time's up. There it is.
I'm not feeling super strong about the second one. Now that you say it wasn't very creative, Peter said, what's the mom in The Incredibles 2 superpower? And I said, supermom.
Because all the creative people that got together to do, write, and animate Incredible 2, they're like, what can we name the mom as a superhero? Supermom!
Yeah, probably on further review, I think I didn't get that one.
All right, let's go through the questions. In the movie Christopher Robin, what is the bear's name? Brian, you said?
Well, Winnie the Pooh.
The kids also said Winnie the Pooh. You guys are 1-1 right now.
Damn.
Tied.
Okay.
All right. Number two, what is the mom in Incredible 2 superhero name? Brian, you said?
I don't really want to say it again. It's an embarrassing answer, supermom.
And the correct answer, kids, do you know it?
Elastigirl.
Come on, Brian.
Girl, that's rude. She's a mom. Show some respect.
She's elastic. Moms can reach anything.
Elastomom.
She's going to outlast everything, bro. All right, number three in Toy Story, what are the two main characters' names? Brian, you said?
Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
That is correct, but the kids got way more correct. Megan from Norwalk and her car full of kids are the winners.
Foiled by Elastomom.
Megan, who are you going to take to party with you and J Balvin with Mi Gente? I like it. All of his records, man. Megan?
I don't know.
she doesn't want to say it in front of the kids. Just wait till they're out of the car.
She didn't think that far. Maybe he's going to bring his best friend Nicki Jam up on stage. I don't know. Anything can happen, all right? She's cracking up. Love you, Megan. Thank you so much. Can you give your kids' school
Thank
a shout-out real quick? What are your kids' schools?
Palms Elementary and Tesloff Middle School.
There it is. Thanks, guys. How does it feel, Miles, that you won tickets for your mom to go party?
Someone crying?
We'll say that's a good thing.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. This is weird. The board's not working. All right, time. There it is.
Buttons.
Wow. All right. This morning, besides technical difficulties, I need your help in my life. And this is real. My wife and I. So we're new parents, right? We have a 1.5-year-old, intelligent, beautiful daughter named Ariela. And honestly, like any parent, if you're a parent, you don't want to mess your child up. You know, you really try to do your best to not really mess them up, but I believe that there's something that we're doing with my daughter that is starting to concern me because I don't know genuinely if it's helping or hurting her development, to be completely honest with you. So I'll tell you what it is coming up next on 97.1 AMP Radio. And even if you're not a parent, I want to know your perspective from being a son or daughter.
Maybe you grew up in a house with a specific issue.
Yeah, we want to hear from you as well. All right, coming up next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Guys, I need your help this morning. For real, for real, for real. So my wife and I are new parents. And we have a beautiful, intelligent, 1.5-year-old daughter. Her name is Ariela. And if you go to my Instagram, that's all you'll see. At Edgar I. Sotelo.
She's a good move on a social media standpoint.
Well, she's awesome, man. I hang out with her. I love her. But those of you that are new parents or have been there with your first child, you freak out because you're like, oh my gosh, everything I teach or I don't teach is going to impact them for the rest of their life. Like, I'm already afraid that she's going to grow up to potentially look like me. You know what I'm saying? And she's a girl. That's not good. Thankfully, right now, not so much. But guys, I don't know if what my wife and I are doing right now, honestly, is helping her or actually hurting her development.
Well, it's like you're the first, this is your first go round, you
yeah,
know?
So absolutely.
Like, you're probably more critical of your own decisions than totally. Anyone would be. There'd be a lot of parents who just say, go for it, it's trial and error, but the pressure that you feel is so much greater because you're putting it on yourself.
So the question I have for you today, just straight up, is what's the best way to teach your kids to be bilingual, especially when they're like 1.5, 2 years old, they're barely learning language and so on and so forth, you know, and regardless of what those two languages may be, you know, not just bilingual or bicultural. I speak fluently, sometimes in English, definitely in Spanish.
Sometimes you speak in English, but in Spanish cadence.
Right? And I'm teaching Ariela. Right now, my wife and I are doing 50% English, 50% Spanish. For instance, if we see water, I say, this is water. And then I also say agua. And I was kind of afraid that it was going to confuse her to think that water agua was like one word.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And this is me teaching Ariela, and it's happening, guys. I think we're confusing her. Listen to this. Agua.
Agua.
Yes. Water.
Water.
No.
See?
Water.
Water.
Now she goes around calling water, water gua.
Water gua.
Water, I want some water gua.
Aguater.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, my child is going to be made fun of because she says water gua when she wants to drink water, you know?
You know what's interesting about hanging out with you and the way that you speak and the way that you you speak Spanish and English a lot?
Yeah.
You know, I speak very little Spanish. Uh-huh. I took a lot of Spanish in high school. It's a language I've always wanted to learn. I'm trying to get better at it. But it's funny. I noticed that you'll always say like, gracias, thank you. Like, you'll say them both. And when I was in Cabo with my girlfriend, I kept saying, gracias, thank you. Like, I kept saying both.
Translating for them?
To people who speak both languages. Like, I look like a big dummy. But it's because that repetition you hear, which is like, and I'm a grown man. But imagine for a child.
Yeah.
I know there's two words there. But she clearly does not know because she's just learning language as a concept.
So this is what I've heard from different educators, right? My friend Hilda, she's an educator in Santa Ana, a school district where I went to ESL classes when I first immigrated here from Mexico. Obviously, all I spoke at home was Spanish. Till about I was five. Then I went to Hoover Elementary, then Garfield Elementary, ESL programs. And then by third grade, I went to Mission Bell in Mira Loma and here in SoCal. And then I was in full English classes, you know, but I believe that worked out for me. So Hilda was saying it's like 90% Spanish early on, 10% English. Mm. My wife, extremely fluent, writes, speaks both languages. Her parents wouldn't allow her to speak English at home. Because they didn't want her to lose the Spanish. And also, they didn't really understand English very well. So when she was on the phone with her friends, they're like, we want to know what the hell you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
No secrets in this house.
Yeah, but opening it, you know, when you're on the home phone and they get on the other line. ¿De qué estás hablando? What are you talking about? So please, if you have experience with this, whether it being a parent or being a son or daughter growing up bilingual, what has worked best to not confuse your child? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Am I really helping Ariela out with my wife or hurting her? We're 50-50 right now. And listen to what she calls water.
Agua.
Agua.
Yes. Water.
Water.
No. Water.
Water.
Agua. Oh, no. 877-971-HITS. Please help a brother out. Please.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
I really need your help, guys. I'm a new parent, along with my wife, obviously. And we have a beautiful, intelligent, 1.5-year-old daughter. Her name is Ariela. She's the cutest. And I don't know if I'm messing her up or not, guys. I'm really worried because I want her to speak both Spanish and English, be bilingual. And right now we're doing 50% English, 50% Spanish. For instance, I point at water, I call it water, and then I say agua. I translate it for her. And now this happened, and I think she's all messed up.
Agua.
Agua.
Water.
Water.
No. Water.
Water. Agua.
So now when she wants to drink water, or aka agua, she calls it water gua. She's like, water gua. That's what she points at. I'm like, no. So please call or text 877-971-HITS from your experience, whether you're a son or daughter, where your parents try to raise you bilingual, or you're a parent doing that right now, or in education, want to hear from you, all right? Carly from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Carly, what's the best way to teach my child and just kids in general to be bilingual?
Listen, from my own experience, which is pretty lengthy right now, my kid's 13, but the best thing to do is only speak to her in Spanish, okay?
Really?
Listen, yes. You know why? Because she's going to hear everyone around her speaking English, so she's going to catch it. The radio, the television, on the phone, etc.
Right.
But then her Spanish is not going to be well-spoken, pronounced, and stuff like that.
That's an interesting thing to bring up, though, because you're right in the sense that the kids need the Spanish immersion at the house because they're going to just learn. Their brains are always absorbing like a sponge other ways to call things words. And for a long time, I imagine, they don't see a difference between English and Spanish when in English, we have like 19 different words for the same thing.
Yeah.
And absolutely. We don't know a difference. Exactly. We know we call them that.
Well, and here's the thing, right? I think the fear, and one of my fears as a parent, and I'm sure parents go through this as well, is like if we only speak to her in Spanish, I don't want her to fall behind at school with English. Does that make sense?
Not.
So that's the fear, right? Totally. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing 50-50 right now. And in Spanish, I want her to communicate with abuelitos, my parents, my wife's parents, because that's really how they prefer to communicate in Spanish. So thank you, Carly. Love you. Te quiero mucho. See? There I go translating it. 50-50. Bye.
50-50. Bye.
Devin from Orange. Good morning. morning.
Good morning.
Devin, am I going to mess up my daughter for life? Is she going to be that one kid that calls water Watergua? And all the kids make fun of her?
Watergua.
And she's like, no, it is called Watergua because my dad said so. You know?
First of all, you get 10 points for even putting in the effort. Okay?
Thanks.
I'm third generation Mexican, so the language has been lost in our family. And my daughter's dad's family, they all speak Spanish. So I didn't want her to be lost in his family. So we sent her to a dual immersion school where they teach English and Spanish.
From get-go, from like kindergarten.
Yep.
Wow,
and
it
starts at 90% Spanish and 10% English. And as they get older, it goes up in English.
Interesting.
Oh, because what I've heard also, I mean, long term, regardless of what two languages your child speaks, I mean, they really excel. Like I heard past third grade, I mean, they crush it in school and just in life. Because not only are they bilingual, but they're bicultural, right? So they get to enjoy life twice as much. Devin.
Yeah. And, you know, they're learning Spanish with math, science.
Wow.
So it's not just language. It's also, it's that cognitive thinking. It's the problem solving skills. And it's just all across the board. It's the best thing to do. It's dual immersion education. It's
awesome.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, thank you so much for enlightening us. And that's interesting. See, I keep hearing that 90% Spanish, 10% English.
Yep.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate you listening to us. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
Well, it's really cool, man. The text line, we're getting texts from people who speak group speaking Vietnamese, Spanish. We got some Norwegian. I think that's the great part about Southern California is it's such an eclectic melting pot of people who are bilingual and have multi-languages. We got some very interesting texts, and we're going to keep getting to your texts today. One from Natalie. She said, I get a lot of backlash because my kids don't speak Spanish.
Mm.
I'm struggling now to teach my kids Spanish, and they get really frustrated, and it's hard for them to learn. I'm trying to only speak Spanish to them at home. Their first language is English, and I regret not teaching them Spanish first.
Yeah, sometimes, man, family's not forgiving, you know, in the sense that even if your kid does speak Spanish, but they speak it all like what they call it, pocho. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
like if I try to learn Spanish.
Yeah, like you say, you're trying to say parking lot, which is estacionamiento, but they say el parqueadero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like Spanglish, you know what I'm saying? So it's challenging if they don't learn it well.
And then from David in East Los Angeles, talk to her in Spanish at home because she will learn English in school and just from the community around her.
Yeah, for
every
sure.
Every day.
All right, coming up next, we do have Natividad Rocha with us. She's a very high up executive, if you will, or administrator, if you will, for LAUSD, expert in bilingual learning. And she's going to break it down for us what is best not only at school, but also at home if you're interested in your kids growing up bilingual. Stay tuned. Coming up next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, 8:28 in the morning. Catching up with you about something very important. I know many of you parents go through this, and if you're a son or daughter that grew up in a bilingual home, you probably have some awesome insight to this, and I appreciate everybody calling in and texting in because I'm a new parent with my wife. We have a 1.5-year-old beautiful, intelligent daughter, Ariela, and I don't want to mess her up because I want her to teach her Spanish and English because, you know, I want her to live life twice as much. Does
that
make sense?
Well,
meaning
just be comfortable.
The culture and the language, but I believe right now we might be messing up because we're speaking to her 50% English, 50% Spanish, and now she's calling water this.
Agua.
Agua.
Water.
Water.
No, water.
Water.
Agua. So now she calls it Watergua. Not a good look, bro. So
I will say it's adorable, though.
Yeah, it
so,
is pretty cute.
So, like, from the outsider standpoint, I'm like, oh, let her keep calling it water gua.
Yeah, so cute.
So
she gets bullied at school, Brian.
Okay, sorry, man. Same for my enjoyment.
By the way, video is very cute. Check it out. It's on my Instagram, at Edgar Isotello. Also on our stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. But we have an expert with us this morning to help you out. What's best, especially if they're in a dual immersion program where they're speaking two different languages at school, but what do you do at home,
right?
We have Natividad Rocha on the line. She's a local district central administrator of instruction for LAUSD. Good morning, Natividad.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm just trying not to mess up my daughter's life, you know, by her calling water gua for the rest of her life. That's all. Natividad, you being an expert in this field for LAUSD, that's such an eclectic group of students and cultures, and it's absolutely beautiful. What do you recommend that I do with my daughter and other parents do with their kids?
Definitely. Dual is the way to go. As you were saying a little while ago, students outperform, those that are in dual language programs outperform all other students when it comes to any assessments, when it comes to cognitive thinking, when it comes to just being able to be themselves, outspoken, and so on and so forth. But at home, you were talking that you give her 50-50.
Yeah.
So some of the recommendations that we make for homes is that one of the parents at the home be the designated for one language and the other one for the other. That way it's not confusing for the child. And that way they know that whenever they talk to you, they'll be talking in Spanish or Cantonese or whichever language it might be. Whenever they talk to the other parent, then they would be talking in English. That way they're doing both at the same time and not getting confused with a water agua.
Water agua. That's a new word. They're going to put it in the Webster Dictionary by next year.
Water agua and hangry. That's really interesting because just when we started talking to you, I can see on the call board we have two people that are recommending that. The text line said, have one parent speak in English, one parent speak in Spanish. So is the idea you do that young enough where your child just grows up knowing that this is how I communicate with my mom, is I communicate with my dad, and then once they get old enough to realize there's two different languages and that both parents understand both, they kind of still have an understanding of that there is a separation and a difference? Is that how that works?
Yes, but the one thing that it does is that it establishes for them from the onset that solid language, and it doesn't create the confusion that some parents think might be a possibility.
Yeah. Not to do that, what you're basically saying is it doesn't create the confusion that Edgar has created for baby Ariella.
What's really funny is when Ariella starts speaking to Janet, your wife, in Spanish, thinking you can't hear what she's saying, and vice versa.
Mi papá está loco, mamá. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sorry to interrupt, not to do that. You were saying?
So one of the things that we find then is that the students are able to go into school having those languages. The other things you guys talked about was that academic language, and that is exactly what dual language programs offer to the students. They're not only learning the language that gets you by, you know, dos cervezas, por favor. You know, they're learning.
I understood that one. I got that one.
That's the first thing Brian learned.
I feel bilingual right now.
And hola, mamacita.
No. So they're learning the language that they need to be successful in any country.
I have a question from the text line. It's from Christina in Whittier. And she said her biggest problem with this whole thing is she grew up speaking Serbian first because her grandparents and parents were at the house speaking Serbian. Then she learned English in school and learned English eventually. But then when her grandparents passed away, they all stopped speaking Serbian at the house and she doesn't speak Serbian anymore.
So thought there was no need to.
Right. So is it important, or how important is it for when these like bilingual kids get into high school and they're speaking primarily English? Should parents then start speaking solely Spanish in the house to make sure you keep
that? Whatever language they want.
Exactly, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, whatever.
That would be ideal if indeed the parents at the home can continue the language as well as any of the family gatherings. But other things that could happen at the school site and within the community is that the kids can get involved in Spanish club. The kids can get involved in Korean club so that they are maintaining this. You see that many of the Korean families do this very purposefully.
Yeah.
So that they have the kids come to a cultural community type of event.
Mm-hmm. Natividad, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to be able to help us out. Also, a big shout out to Señor Roberto for helping me connect with you this morning. Thank you for enlightening us. That is so interesting. I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife could do only Spanish and I could do only English, or vice versa with our daughter.
That's interesting.
So that's going to be an interesting conversation now.
Who gets Spanish? Who gets English?
I think she should get Spanish because my Spanish is like, hey, no manches way. You know what I'm saying? All the slang and whatnot.
Nah, let her take care of the formal Spanish she needs to use to speak to the abuelitos.
Absolutely. Natividad, thank you so much. Have a great day and a great week.
Likewise. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you for everybody that texted in and called in. Really, really appreciate your help this morning.
It's just so cool to see how many people in the Southern California area are bilingual and are teaching their kids both languages and cultures and preserving that melting pot vibe that we have, where we can all be, you know, interact with each other, but also have separate cultures that are dear to us. I find that so cool.
Absolutely. Live life twice as much in a way, you know? It's really dope.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
That's right. Our girl Chelsea, we're so proud of her. She's actually chosen. She's the chosen one to be doing the American Music Award nomination announcements, guys. So she's out there hustling for that. And we will know very soon what those nominee, who those nominees are.
I mean, in my hand, uh-oh, I have some of the information, secret information of Artist of the Year AMA nominees. Now, you're going to have to come back at 9:30
yes,
when we are allowed to actually tell you those things. I would never tell you who some of the nominees no, are. I would never do anything like that.
Because Chelsea threatened us.
Oh, my
completely.
God. Yeah. I mean, and plus, like, she's doing a great job. I'm not trying yes, to get it. We're not. Listen, I'm not saying a word about any of the, I'm not doing it, okay?
No,
it's not gonna, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. I've got news to talk about. Okay,
yes,
here we go.
Let's get to important news and not release any secrets.
But come back at 9:30 because there is some drama Chelsea texts about. Hopefully we'll get her on the line during her simulcast. And after the show today, go over and watch it on YouTube. She's gonna be doing that, you know.
The big announcement.
Worldwide. Yeah, you can go see who's
so
gonna
proud
be
of her, man.
All right, here we go. In my never-ending quest to keep Vanilla Ice relevant
yes,
in the news.
Represent.
Here we go. So last week,
Really? That's all Vanilla Ice gets? Really?
I mean, that is just rude. You got to finish the whole thing in your head now. Okay, here we go. So last week, Vanilla Ice was on a plane from Dubai that was quarantined because everyone started getting sick on the airplane, yeah, and he was tweeting and posting from the second deck. And my theory is that he had to like tell the reporter, like, you know who I am, right? I'm Vanilla Ice. I want to talk. Like, he probably said I'm Rob Van Winkle, and then like Rob Van who? Rip Van Winkle, that dude. This week, he's in the news. TMZ is reporting that right now he's going through a divorce with Laura Van Winkle, and his estranged wife is claiming that he's got to pony up the money for the HOA repairs to their house.
Those HOAs.
Ooh, don't get me started. In fact, I laid on the lawn my HOA on the house that the townhouse I own in Atlanta, and told them I'm not paying nothing until they paint the front of my house. Those scam artists.
That was very Vanilla Ice of you.
So I did, man. I'm like, stop collaborating. Listen, HOA, I'm not paying nothing.
That's true. All
right. So right now she's claiming that he needs to pay to put a fence around their pool, and, which I'm like, ah, boohoo, rich people problems. But the HOA is upset. All right, let's get into some better news. So this is interesting. This came out on a friend of Mac Miller, the rapper, 26 years old, who passed away tragically last Friday from a supposed drug overdose. His friend Shane Powers has a podcast,
right,
and was speaking on the kind of the topic of Ariana Grande. And I know that we've spoken on the show at length about different arguments and different things involved in leaving somebody or supporting somebody with drug addiction.
Yeah.
I know, like, drug addiction to our show is a very important thing to help people beat. So we've kind of been immersed in that. Now,
yeah, because Ariana was dating Mac Miller for about 2 years
exactly,
or so. And then unfortunately, with his passing, people started blaming her for it.
Right.
You know, which is totally wrong.
Yeah, you know, she got out of that relationship and it was probably rocky for a long time. Yeah. And she moved on to Pete Davidson. They're very public and they're very, like, you know, lovey-dovey and kind of out there. They're already engaged after a couple months, which people were, you know, just creating drama where there doesn't need to be any. Well, Shane Powers is Mac Miller's very good friend and has said that Ariana Grande on his podcast was a, quote, gangster when it came to supporting Mac Miller through every up and down of his sobriety.
Right, right.
So she said he said that she would call him all the time and ask, hey, what can I do to support you? What do you need from me? Like, what environments do we need to stay away from?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how I can help you and support your sobriety.
Right.
Which I think this is the first time that someone's came out specifically and said, no, Ariana didn't just leave. Like, she was there the whole time. Which I think we all suspected, but people like to create some sort of drama storyline. So I think it's nice to hear. And, you know, we have on our podcast, if you go to radio.com, download the app, favorite 97.1 Amp Radio. On our podcast, we have a lengthy segment. We talk with Yessi Ortiz from Middays about her experiences with Mac Miller. We also just talk with listeners who've supported family members or friends with addiction and when it's okay to leave and how you support people. So, yeah, go download the podcast.
It's a tough decision to make, man. When you love somebody, whether it be love in regards to like a significant other or just legit a relative or friend, it's hard one to know, like, yo, I've done everything I can, but they got to help themselves.
Exactly.
Now, you know?
So that's going to do it for the Chelsea List, Chelsea Report. Remember, come back at 9:30.
Yes.
We will have AMA announcements.
Exclusive. Don't miss out. That was my echo.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
More chances for you to win Disneyland tickets coming through all day here on 97.1 Amp Radio. Also tomorrow at 9 a.m., another chance with us. All right, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Chelsea's out because she's covering the announcement of the American Music Award nominations. And at 9:30 a.m., you will hear them exclusively from us.
That's right.
First.
Well, we were told 9:30 we could announce our top secret news that we've been given. And we will not do it till 9:30. But they're running late on their broadcast. Hey, we got clocks to stay on time over here. I mean, we are an organized machine.
So you're saying if we announce it before the official AMA people announce it, it's not our fault.
I was told 9:30, and I was raised as someone who, when someone says a time, you be on time.
This guy. All right. Coming up next, we have a little segment called Confess Your Cray. This is where we give you an opportunity to confess some crazy you've done, and you can remain anonymous, not really tell anybody, but get it off your chest. We have we had a mom call in once, says, hey, I got to confess this. I was driving my kids to school. I got pissed off. I got some road rage. I rolled down my passenger side window, and I threw my coffee across my minivan and hit another person's car because they were doing stupid driving.
I mean, hell of a shot there.
Yeah, I'm impressed with that. Definitely, usually we ask you to call in and confess your cray, but today is a very special one.
Yeah, it is.
Our phone screener and content producer, Tamara.
You know that sweet voice you hear when you call in? She's so lovely and sweet. Awesome. Well, don't let the voice fool you.
She's awesome. Lovely girl. She prays with us every morning. She wants to confess some cray she's done. And when she told us about this cray, we were all shocked. Like, our jaw was on the floor. And we're like, yo, you down to confess it? She's like, yeah. We're like, don't worry. You don't have to say your name. She's like, no. I hope the chick is listening.
I'm putting my name on that.
And I want her to know what's going on. What did Tamara do?
Whoa.
She's about to confess her cray coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and our girl Chelsea is about to go live outside of our studio, though. She's at the AMA nomination announcement ceremony,
which is like a big deal, live streamed across the world. I was looking at the stream already because we pulled it up in the studio, and they haven't even gone live yet, and there's just tens of thousands of people just waiting see who gets announced.
Super proud of her for covering that and being chosen. And thanks to that, we have exclusive information about the American Music Award nominations. And at 9:30 a.m., you'll be the first to find out these nominees. All right? So stay tuned for that. We also would like to welcome Tamara into our main studio, because usually she's hanging out in the phone booth studio. Talking to you, answering your calls. You do a great job, Tamara. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's like her own little, like, it's almost like a fish tank. It's its own little, like, glass window that's way too big that she sits in. And she's the first sweet line of defense when everybody calls in for whatever, whether it be a contest or a story to tell or just to chit-chat with the show. You get to talk to sweet Tamara, who couldn't have a streak of crazy in her far as I was concerned.
Listen, so just FYI, we're about to talk about confessing your cray. It's a segment we allow you to confess some crazy you've done in an anonymous way without getting any judgment, right? So no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone.
It's like we've all had temporary moments of insanity, done things we regret, and this is a platform for you to stop carrying that around, share it with the world, and let us laugh about it.
So Tamara is about to confess some cray she just did. And when we told her you want to be anonymous, she's like, no, it's cool. I'll say my name, and hopefully the chick is listening.
Yep.
We'll get more details in a second, but it is a judgment-free zone from Brian and I. But I'm going to ask you for a favor if you're listening right now. Please live text us as she's telling her story and confessing her cray. What is popping up in your mind? All right?
Yeah, that's right.
The text line is 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS, okay? Tamara, go ahead. Confess your cray. Judgment-free zone from all right. Brian and I, at least.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm going to blame my Scorpio side to this one.
Oh, anytime someone blames an astrological sign, it means crazy.
Is that a blame Mercury in retrograde?
That's right.
Oh, my God. So I've been talking to this guy. Well, I was talking to him for a while. And I was over at his house, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom, and I see a toothbrush. A toothbrush. And I know for a fact, it wasn't his toothbrush because he uses an electric toothbrush.
Oh, like the Sonicares. And those people take those things like serious. They don't even want just an old manual toothbrush anywhere near their Sonicares.
Yeah. And then another thing is the toothbrush was orange and pink.
So a girl's toothbrush, right?
There you go.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, me, I'm not going to question it, whatever. Okay. So I did damage control. Okay.
Wait. So what is your thought, though, when you see the toothbrush? Can you just feel yourself, like, can you feel the crazy the bubbling up? You can feel it, right?
Yeah. I kind of just saw red the entire time. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm not going to confront him, whatever. We're really not together, so I really can't go off. But I decided to do a little sneaky stuff. So what I did was I took the toothbrush and I just put it everywhere that you thought was disgusting.
Oh! Judgment free zone.
Okay, judgment free if I get a clarification. You mean in the bathroom, like not, yes, not on your body.
Well.
Oh, what? No!
Well, Tamara, what if that toothbrush is like his female cousin's toothbrush?
Well, I guess his female cousin with a pink and orange toothbrush.
Really crazy, Tamara was like, probably thought about that when she had that moment of cray and she's scrubbing a toilet with a toothbrush. She's like, what if this is niece's? The niece better know better than to leave her toothbrush laying around at my man's house.
Right? So yeah, I really did damage control. I scrubbed the toilet with it all through the crevices. I did the bathtub. I did the sink. I even went to the bathroom and stuck it in it.
Whoa!
Oh, no! Listen, it is a judgment-free zone, Tamara, from Brian and I, but on text, 626 says, talk about being petty. Oh, there it is, 877-971-HITS. We are judgment-free zone, but you can text in and tell us what you think of what Tamara just confessed to us this morning, which is pretty crap.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so are you still with the guy?
No.
All right.
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of looking at you differently now. From out here, like, if I call in, it's like, now I just hear this silly laugh, but I know what you're capable of.
Can you imagine what she's capable of? They weren't even officially together, bro.
They were just talking.
Hey!
Damn. Judgment-free zone.
Yes.
But right about now, we're going with your hilarious text, because our sweet, awesome phone screener, Tamara, she's 27 years of age, single, Fresno State graduate. She's awesome. Sweetest person. When you call in for to win tickets or to talk about a topic, that's the first sweet voice you hear. She says, hello?
Hello.
There it is. She's super sweet.
She's one of those people you can hear her smile through the phone.
Yes.
And after the story about you just decimating a girl's toothbrush at a guy's house you were hanging out with, scrubbing toilets with it, when I hear that laugh now, I'm going to picture it like a horror film. Like, oh my God.
So she went ahead and confessed her cray, and it is a judgment-free zone. From Brian and I.
Yeah, we don't judge. We think it's funny.
But we said, hey, if you want to judge and text in and tell us what you think about the fact that Tamara was chilling at some dude's house, not even officially dating, found a female's toothbrush there, and she scrubbed places that, yes, you're imagining, maybe on her body as well, and other places, and left a toothbrush right there for that same female to use because the toothbrush was pink. Mm-hmm. It could have been a family member's toothbrush. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, man, crazy doesn't discriminate. It just gets crazy, and it does things.
Facts. Tamara, it is a judgment-free zone from us, but our listeners did text in, and they had quite a few things to say about your actions.
Oh, jeez.
Brian, we'll go 2-2 on this one on the
text.
Yeah,
we decided to open it up to the court of public opinion in terms of the cray segment, because I think it's fun, and our texters are hilarious.
Yes, you guys
so
are
So we're
awesome.
Going to rattle through them. Here you go, Tamara. They're not all bad, and they're not all good. Well, there's a lot that aren't good. From the 626, talk about petty.
Mm-hmm.
From the 661, Mr. Steve Lee, best revenge ever.
Yes.
There you go. 310 says, oh my God, that's exactly what I did. That's insane. Insane, and then has the same crazy laugh as Tamara. Like that. What else you got, bro, on text from the 714, right?
Yeah, it says, what the...
What the bleep!
And then from this 951, hey, I did the same thing to my roommate that was stealing from me. LOL.
We got another one from 909. It says, in order to be eligible for the relationship, you have to pass the dating zone, a.k.a. savage-ass girl. You're going up to 626, Brian.
626. I hate to see what she's like with an actual boyfriend. Could you imagine? I mean, she did this to a guy that she was just talking to. Yeah. Found a toothbrush. Imagine if there's a boyfriend of like 2 years and she found any sort of like a hair brett or like
Ryan,
or a scrunchie.
Damn, girl. Remember, this is a judgment-free zone from us.
That's
not
right.
From our listeners. 323 says, she cray, she'll never find a man. 310 says she should have done it to the dude's toothbrush. Very good point there. The dude is the one that's doing you wrong. But yeah, why did you hook up with a girl's toothbrush?
He had an electric toothbrush, man. Yeah. I mean, Crazy does have some limitations. Like, okay. She ain't trying to replace an electric toothbrush if homeboy goes to use his $200 Sonicare and smells toilet.
That's right. Thanks, Ryan.
Here's one from the 818. I'm a Scorpio. You don't mess with Scorpios. Best. We observe, and when you least expect it, we seek revenge.
Yes. 626, and we'll wrap up with this one, says, hey, I have an orange and pink toothbrush.
Who is it?
Hey, girl.
Remember, dentists recommend 3 times a day. Just brush away.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Exclusive information going down right now just for you on 97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial free Mondays. Thanks to our girl Chelsea, who's actually emceeing right now live. She's interviewing Normani, BB Rexha, and Ella May, doing the big announcements for the nominees for the American Music Awards. Super proud of her. But she did hit us up before you hear it anywhere else. We got the nominees for... Is it Artist of the Year,
Artist
bro?
Of the Year.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. And this is, we are literally 10 seconds allowed to do this information.
Yes, 9:30.
All right, Artist of the Year. We've got Drake.
Y'all only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
We've got Imagine Dragons. Well, we don't have one of those. All right. We've got Out There My Life. Something like that. All right. Here we go. We've got Post Malone.
I've been popping, popping, man. I feel just like a rock star.
Hey.
We've got Ed Sheeran.
He's somewhere.
Come on, right. Bro.
Dancing in the grass. Yeah. All right, here we go. And finally, wrapping it out, Taylor Swift.
Ooh, look what you made me
there we
do.
Go.
Ooh, and there is this little piece of secret drama, too. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. Guys, there is a chance. There is a chance.
This is Chelsea texting us in our group text.
There
by
is
way.
A chance. Taylor, this year, could beat out Whitney Houston for the most AMA wins by a female artist.
Whoa.
I said what?
Wow.
That's some drama that you only hear here. Because here. We betray Chelsea's trust when she texts us.
And once again, Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I'll spend my life on you.
97.1 AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We got the Dopest Moment Award going on right about now to Diana from Southgate. She called in earlier this morning. And she told us an unreal story about how her husband cheated on her with her best friend.
Oof.
A little bit of context. Her friend got infested with bed bugs at her place. So that should have been a sign right there.
So she says.
Mm-hmm. Susia right there, straight up. And so Diana, being a great friend that she is, allowed her to stay at her house rent-free. Mm. And then this happened.
As it turned out, they were both lying to me all this time. And to top it off, I've seen all the videos. Like Cardi B says, oh, you want to send nudes to my man? Yeah, they're going to end up being on the gram.
Wow.
Wait, wait. So you busted your friend sending videos back and forth with your husband, and then you posted them?
Something like that.
Damn.
Don't want to get into those details, but yeah, I still have some more saved.
Well, Diana, I'm sorry you had to go through that. All you wanted to do was help out a friend, and she ended up smashing your husband.
Thanks. Have a good day, you guys.
It might be an early frontrunner for dopest moment of the show today is Edgar being super genuine, like, listen, I know you have a good heart, and all you want to do is bring one of your friends who was in need into your home, and she ended up smashing your husband.
She smashed the homie.
That's so great. I'll never stop laughing at how genuine you are.
I know.
You were going to come to some sort of like just amazing wisdom, and all of a sudden just came back to smash your husband.
Well, listen, man. Kids are listening to the show at that time, and I don't want to be like, you know, say what it is. So just smash your husband. That way, if a child's like, Mom, what does smashing a husband mean? Oh, he, you know, somebody pushed him or something like that, you know? You don't want to be too open about that situation, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, that is crazy right there. But she ain't messing around. Diana from Southgate. Now I really want to go look at her Instagram. All right, fantastic. We got Chelsea, who was out at the American Music Awards announcement of their nominees. Super proud of her. She got to host it. There's a bunch of pictures, exclusive video for you up on our Instagram right now if you want to check it out at 97.1 AMP Radio, all right? Also follow Chelsea at Chelsea_Briggs and check out her story there.
I mean, it's great. I got to announce all of them at 9:30. I feel like I got to break news today.
That's cool, bro.
I rarely get to do that. See, Chelsea gets to go do all this AMA stuff, all this red carpet stuff, and then, you know, she threw us a little nugget of information.
Absolutely, man.
She smashed the homie.
Really? Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Coming up next, Yessi Ortiz.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.